Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, 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 welcome. You all in the listening audience, welcome to The Native Son Returns, Jungle Dinky. It's a show I've been wanting to do for some time. Character that I came up with called Jungle Dinky. Jungle Dinky simply means the Native Son Returns. The Native Son Returns to Gambia. Tonight I want to talk about why Gambia, why I love the Gambia so much. People have asked me that all the time since I've gotten back. This is my, been there twice. I mean, hey, brother, why do you love the Gambia so much? Why do you keep talking? Anyone knows if you get around me for about a minute or 2 minutes, if you're talking and we're talking, somewhere in the conversation, we're going to go to Gambia. And that's just, everybody knows that about me. I mean, if we're talking about whatever we're talking about, somewhere in that conversation, I'm going to start talking about Gambia because I love the country so much. I love Africa so much. It's something I always wanted to do. Let me tell you how I got to Gambia. I got to Gambia from roots. And that's why I call it Jungle Dinky. I got to Gambia. I remember watching you Roots when I was growing up. And Roots changed my whole entire life. It changed my whole perspective of Africa. It changed my whole perspective of slavery. It changed me as a young man. You got to remember, I'm a young man in just coming out of middle school. And Roots comes in. And during that time period in the 70s, we are coming out of the 60s movement. Civil rights is like going down. Black power is up. And then Roots comes out. And I didn't know anything about Alex Haley at the time. I didn't learn about Alex Haley and his relationship with Malcolm X till later. But I was always a Malcolm X fan as well. So Roots captured me like nothing else has ever captured me. It changed my whole perspective because up until that time, the only thing I knew about Africa and slavery was the Tarzan and the jungles of Africa and the slave stories that we've heard. So I didn't really know about slavery to the extent of what happened to us as a people. I didn't know about the conquering of what happened to us as a people. And remember, in the story of Roots, there is only one episode, the first episode, which really deals with Africa. It only deals with that and the capture of Kunta Kinte and putting them on the ship. But what happened was it caused me to go quest because of this African's desire to teach his daughter the language of the Gambia, the Kwai, the river, the different things, sounds that he would bring. After Roots, I remember being in high school, and Alex Haley came out with an album of how he, at that time, his version of how he came up with Roots. Now, let's real quick. We know that Alex Haley later admitted that his version was a lot of plagiarism, some plagiarism, because he had a lot of people working on it. To me, that doesn't diminish the story. You know, I think Alex Haley has been given a wrong because we found out he plagiarized the story, so we think the whole story is wrong. No, there's a lot of factual information in his history of Roots. The fact, one, most of those that came up from the coast of, most slaves that came up from the West Coast came from those regions. Gambia, Senegal, Ghana, up the coast, because that's where the ships had to dock at. Sudan, all those areas are ports where the ships had to dock. So, of course, history shows us that a lot of people came through the ports of Charleston, South Carolina. I'm from Wilmington, North Carolina, born in Virginia in Wilmington. I've been a North Carolinian most of my life. So, yeah, I can relate to going back to Gambia. When I finally got back to Gambia, the first place I wanted to go to was the Kunta Kinte village. I begged my people there, take me to the village. Why? I want to see the dungeon that supposedly Kunta Kinte came from, because this was the symbol that changed my life. Forget the factuality of it. I just want to deal with the symbolism. If it was able to change people's lives, I'm okay with what Alex Haley did. And I think our talking further discussions of this these broadcasts of why he did that. When I was able to go back to the Gambia, I stumbled on the Gambia years ago on Facebook. I stumbled and ran into some people on Facebook, and over time we developed a relationship, and over time we developed a bond, and over time we became family. Some personal developments happened, some letters took place, some exchanges took place, and we became a bond. We became a family online. So people are like, well, how you do that? Well, people do that all day long. I mean, I have people that go to get write letters from prison and marry a person coming out of prison. So, yeah, our bonds can come along in many ways. So over a probably about a six-year period, I had been communicating with people in the Gambia before I ever arrived there, and had been sending resources there before I ever arrived there, because it was just something about Gambia and my attraction to the roots and my change of life of what happened to me during that time period that caught my attention to make me want to go. People said, go to Ghana. People said, go to Senegal. I'm like, no, I'm going to the Gambia. It's something that's driving me to go to the Gambia. And when I got there, I found out what it was. The moment you get to the Gambia, you're going to discover poverty like you probably as an American never felt before. You're going to see a country that's developing as undeveloped. You're going to see people that are not in the best living standards that they should be. You're going to see an income, an economy that needs help. It needs a spark plug. It needs rejuvenation. You're going to see laborers trying to make it. You're going to see people trying to make money, trying to make a living. You're going to see people that are poor. But boy, you're going to see love. In all the poor, in all the misery, in all the suffering that we see, you're going to see a people that are resilient. You're going to see a people that love each other. You're going to see family commitment. You're going to see values. You're going to see mannerism. You're going to see all of those things you do not see in the shores of North America. You're going to see a civilization. You're going to see life. You're going to see what reality of life with God. You're going to see paradise, what it looks like. Paradise wasn't about money. Paradise wasn't about big buildings. Paradise wasn't about skyscrapers. Paradise wasn't about Mercedes-Benz. Paradise wasn't about a skyscraper home. Paradise was about the family, the structure, the people, the love. You can walk the streets of Gambia and be standing, and two people start to bring some food out, and you're standing there, and they say, eat. And I'm like, you're asking me to eat when I know you don't have much to eat. Eat. Sit down and eat with us. That's what we do. Oh, the beautiful texture of the people. When I say texture, their skin, their complexion, their eyes, their clearness. They're not polluted with the disease, the American lifestyle. I just can't say it anymore. I would call it the American lifestyle. You don't see the corner stores with all the alcohol. You don't see the fast food joints that's sending out the poison. You don't see the junk that you see in America. You see people busy about getting on with life. Oh, the beauty of hearing the adhan in the morning in Gambia. You wake up and you hear it from all different directions. This is an Islamic country, but not an Islamic state. So they still practice freedom of religion. However, when you wake up in the morning, you can hear the adhan to the left, to the right, to the back, to the front. It's one go off, then the next one goes off, then the next one goes off, then another goes off, and you decide in which way do I want to walk to the mosque to make prayer. Because it's up in the morning. As a Muslim, it's paradise for me. For you that's not Muslim, I understand you might not want to go to Gambia. I'm not talking to you. That's why it's called The Native Son's Return, Jungle Dinky. Everything I say is not for everybody. I'm sorry. I'm talking to the people that I know who I'm talking to. And I'm telling you, you that are not Muslim and you go, you're going to feel the vibe. You're going to enjoy yourself. In fact, a section in Gambia called Senegambia Gambia that you can visit that has your little restaurants and your bars and your, it's a tourist section. I try to stay out of there, but I have to go to visit because I need to know I'm trying to open a tourist company. So, of course, I have to make sure things are okay there. Yeah, it's a section called Senegambia Gambia. You can go there and visit. So, yeah, for you all that are not Muslim, it's, well, yeah, Gambia is good. But for you all that's Muslim, oh, baby, for you all that's Muslim, man, I've touched Senegal a bit, not to the extent that I'm probably going to in the next trip, but I don't think it can convince me to stay away from Gambia. I've seen Ghana. I don't think it's going to convince me to stay away from Gambia. Nothing against you all that want to go to Ghana. Nothing against you all that want to go to Senegal. You know, Nigeria. You want to go to Nigeria? Fine. I have a brother in Tanzania. We're right now talking about getting some books over to Tanzania. Jerome Mack, if you listen, peace and blessing, brother. I love you. I'm going to get them books over there some kind of way. We're trying to work out a way to get it there. But oh, the Gambia. The mosque in Gambia. Oh, one of the things that the ex, I didn't find out, Ahaji, one of my guys, my brother, he's my brother now, but Ahaji, one of the things he told me about was that the former president, one of the things he did that was positive, even though he had some bad, Yama had some bad policies, one of the things he did do was that he made sure every area built a mosque and made sure they had a mosque for the people. The mosque is the institution of the community because the mosque is where people come to gather for prayer. The mosque is the house of worship for Allah. So if you don't have a mosque where people can come to worship, to pray, to socialize together, to be one family together, then the extended mosque, the home, is not in order. So you will see in Gambia, because of the mosque structure, because of the religious structure, because they are focused from early in the morning at Fajr, to late at night, to Maghrib, Isha, and even the later prayers. The mosques are open for prayers. The mosques are open for structure. The mosques are open for the people to come and assemble. Therefore, the family structure is intact. The elders are still respected in Gambia. The women are still respected in Gambia. The children are still respected in Gambia. And the man is still the head of the house in Gambia. Oh, Dawood, I forgot. You a male chauvinist. Yes, I am. I'm sorry if that's what you want to call me, but I do believe that the scripture said Adam was first and he was in charge of the house. I don't recall God giving any instructions to Eve. I'll say that again. I don't recall God giving instructions to Eve. I recall God telling man what to tell Eve. When Eve ate that apple, it wasn't her fault because evidently Adam didn't know what he was supposed to do. If he had told him instructions right, I think we wouldn't have this problem we had now. Man has always been the issue here, not woman. Let's get that. That's a whole other topic. How did that get there? Yeah, the Gambia. The Gambia. I keep saying, and I call it the Gambia because that's what the official title is. It's not Gambia. It's the Gambia. The official title of the country is the Gambia. Now, understand, you all that are new to Africa. Some of you all are new to tuning in, and you all like, I want to go to Africa. Africa is 54 nations, countries, not 54 cities. You'd be like, well, they're thinking you can jump them. No, these are nations. That map that you see that you've been taught in school is warped. That is not the correct map of Africa. If you don't believe me, you have Google now, so Google it. Have Google what is the correct size of Africa, and you'll find out that the map that you have is a warped map. They made it that way intentionally. They didn't want you to know how big Africa was. Africa is very massive. Africa is very big. It's a continent. It has 54 nations, not 54 countries, not 54 cities. When you go to one to the other, you have to have passport and interest to get from country to country. It's not like riding from North Carolina to South Carolina. You just ride through. No, you're going to stop at a border line and check in. I want to know what you're coming to this country for. one country overlaps the other country. Yeah. So what I would suggest to people to do that want to go to Africa is study which countries you want to go to. I studied Gambia years before I ever invested to go there, even before I put investment in there. I knew years that I wanted to go to Gambia. I've studied Ghana. I've studied Senegal. Studied Nigeria. Nigeria has Nollywood. Why would I want to go to Nollywood? I see already. I see what you're doing. I don't want to go to Nollywood. I want to go to Gambia. It's a developing country. It's new. It's fresh. It's welcoming ideas. It has a president, Mr. Barrow, right now. Some questions are there, but you know, we're working with him. Yeah. It, dual citizenship is not there yet, but there's a possibility it will soon come. Yes. The children, they are hungry for knowledge. Hungry for knowledge. Yeah, you can tune in with us anytime and sponsor a child that's hungry for knowledge. We'll make sure that he gets everything he needs, a backpack, book bag, school books, uniform, and ready to go to school. Just tune in with us. That's what our mission is. When you see the mission that we're doing in Gambia, that's what we're doing. Slave Son Returns, Jungle Dinky. Slave Son Returns, yes. This is a repatriation channel. This is our first show on Thursday night. We're just starting tuning in today. We are on Blog Talk Radio. You will find us on Blog Talk Radio when we are a pussy show. Every Thursday night, we'll come to you on Thursday night. Our call-in number, guest line, is 563-999-3079. We will have the phone open because people might want to ask questions as I continue this stuff, this subject of why I love Gambia and its people and exactly why I want you to eventually invest in Gambia. This is an infomercial, by the way. My internal goal is for people to start to invest in the Gambia. The Gambia is a region that is up and coming. I was talking to a brother from Senegal, and a good brother of mine. I belong to a group that works in Senegal, a repatriation group that works in Senegal. And I told him I had no desire to come live in Senegal. But I appreciate what they're doing in Senegal, and I'm helping them with their project as well. Anything I can do, anything I can publish, anything I can, they do a tour. You'll see it on my page. You'll see me working with the people in Senegal. However, when it comes to the Gambia, I was talking to him. He said, Gambia is our adolescent brother, about 10 years adolescent. I was like, I got it. He's like, I don't like living there. And I didn't understand. Some of the headaches. Gambia has 4 months of rainy season. I'll tell you straight up. You're going to be there and move there. You better be prepared for it. June, July, August, and October. They got 4 months of rainy season. These are the worst months because the rain comes sporadically. But when it comes, it comes. I've got pictures. I've got videos. I've seen how the rain comes. I know what I'm walking into. Study anything that you're going to be involved of. Know what you're walking into. Just don't pick a country and walk into it. So if you want to walk into Gambia, I'm telling you, it's going to be rough. This ain't no, if you want the nice, cozy, big like skyline, study another country and go there. Fine and well, that's what you want to do. That's your cup of tea. I don't like America's lifestyle. I never have, never will. I can live in a pup tent long as I'm at peace. Yes, I can live in a pup tent. I can sleep on someone's front porch. And long as I got somewhere to go to the river, take a shower, I'm good. That's who I am. I'm a lot different than other people. You might not want to roll with me. And that's cool. But there's, and I don't want you to think that Gambia is just that's going to be that way. If you want that kind of lifestyle, I can get it for you in Gambia. You want a 5-star hotel, they got those there. I'm just not staying in one. Why? I'll tell you what. I had a situation where I had a cutter situation because people wanted me to stay in a 5-star hotel. I love the people in Gambia. I love my family in Gambia. I'm never going to stay above them. I'm never going to stay above what they can't reach. I'm going to try to help them reach that 5-star hotel. So I'm going to start where they're at and work with them where they're at and try to reach. I know I can. I know retirement-wise and money-wise and with American money, I can go to Gambia and just be Big Willie if I wanted to. Get me a nice place and just live, live, live. I don't want to do that. I can't live that way and see my brothers and sisters suffering. That's just not my nature. So I want to meet my people, my beloved family where I'm at. I want to help them build. And they say if you give a man a fish, which we're doing right now, sometimes we do rice campaigns, we do that, and we give what we can right now. If you give them fish, yeah, they eat for a day. But if I can come to Gambia and teach them how to fish, if I can take the American economy and get people to invest in Gambia and show them how to send the children off to college so they can become educated and come back and redevelop the area, if I can show them how to take the land that they got because of colonialism and they're not being able to work their land, and tell them how to grow their crops, grow their food, produce and do their own products. If we can start to purchase our own products, we start making things that we need ourselves. They have the skill. They just don't have the upfront capital that other nations have. They don't have a borrowing banking system where you can go get $5,000 from a loan and go open a business, because they don't have the collateral to put up to the banks. We're talking about people that are coming up. So I implore our Muslim community, you all that have the resources, you all that benefit from America, you all that are the former slaves of this country, you all that were shipped from Gambia. Oh, that might be a problem. Brothers and sisters, we got to get past that. If our dislike from Africa is because we were the ones that were taken, understand that snake that circumvented the whole world, circumvented the minds of the Gambian chiefs and the Ghanaian chiefs and the Sudan chiefs and the West African chiefs and the East African chiefs, that snake, that European snake that sucked all of their resources, he was meticulous in what he was doing. So don't get caught up on, well, we were taken from there and they had something to do with it. Don't let nobody poop. Don't let nobody play that game on you. But that's why you don't want to go back to Africa, where the Africans look down on us when they come here. They look at it because they looking at us like, why don't you move? You got it. We don't have what we have. That's why when you see them, they come, they hungry. They're not looking at you with disdain. They're looking to say, you here. You got an income. We didn't have nothing. They're coming here hungry. And sometimes it may be condescending, but let's get past that. They don't understand us, and we don't understand them. Let's get past that. Why I love the Gambia and why I love his people? Because I've learned to get past that. I love to get past what I believe happened. I understand that there has been a power over us that we don't control, that Allah has allowed to run rampant. Why? That's Allah will tell us why. He's told us why. That when he deal with him, he's going to deal with him. He's going to deal with that beast that's been allowed to run rampant. So in that, I can understand. Okay, we were colonized. He was colonized. The African has been... Brothers and sisters, I went into the African school. I was looking at one of the children, some of the children's homework. And I realized, you all are studying Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln, George Washington. What are y'all studying this? Because they were colonized too. They studied American history. Why? Because people don't know the African history. The stories haven't been told. It's not popular. The stories of American history are popular. African history is not popular. Why? Because we don't even try to reach out and study it ourselves. Abram Verschedema, you don't read his books. Dr. Ben, you don't read his books. Thousands of scholars that have talked about Africa, but you don't read their books, so you don't make it popular. George Washington, Thomas Jefferson, Abraham Lincoln continues to be the stone of the day. Because that's what your children still learn in school, too, because you don't come teach them African history either. You don't even teach them black history. Oh, wait till we get to Gambia and we teach black history and African history. Oh, God. I can't wait. I can hear the Europeans now. Oh, God, do you know what he's teaching those children? I love Gambia for the opportunity, people. The opportunity that we have over there is so great. The opportunity to be free. Oh, to wake up in the morning, go to prayer, come from prayer, go to the marketplace, pick out your vegetables. Look, you can pick them. Oh, look at them. They're fresh. And pick your vegetables out for the day. What you're going to eat or what you're going to cook. Go down, you know, and then go shopping. Go to the, oh, brothers that like to dress. Oh, you talking about some suits? Ooh, you can go pick it out and take it to the tailor. Go pick the material out. Take it to the tailor. Bam, bop, bam. Laid out. Whatever style you want. You like the Nuru collar with the long? That's, I like the Nuru. The Nuru collar with the short and the pants, the sandals. Oh, baby. You can get it any material you want at a reasonable price, especially if you come in with American dollars. Yeah. Look nice. Shop. Yes. And the family structure is so intact. The children, they love, respect the elders. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes. Yes, Baba. Yes, Baba. Yes, Baba. Yes, Baba. Yes, Father. Yes, Baba. Yes, Baba. Why I love the Gambia and his people. Yes. So, with that being said, I'm going to cut it short tonight. That's first, this phase is one. This is the first take. I'm not going to keep y'all long. As the show goes on, I'll give you all more information as we go. You can go to nocovers.org, nocovers.org, and you can touch us up there. Inbox me if you want to on nocovers.org if you're interested in trying to take a trip. We're sponsoring our first trip as soon as possible. Got to get some clearances right now. Once we get those clearances, we'll be ready to go. But I don't think we'll have a problem with that. So, yeah, inbox me. Let me know that you're interested in traveling with us to Gambia. And, you know, it's personal. I have to meet you. You have to meet me. I don't want your money. I want you to love Gambia. I'm going to say that again. I don't want your money. I'm not trying to make money off you on doing a tour. I've seen so many tours that people just do a tour and take, uh-uh. I want you to fall in love with Gambia the way I fell in love with Gambia. Why? Because I want you to move to Gambia eventually. Why? Because I want to build a community in Gambia eventually. Why? Because I know if we connect Gambia to America with the Muslims now, oh, them hands locked together, y'all see it, y'all see it, y'all see it. Those hands locked together. From that country to this country, those hands locked together, we are one. Oh, what powerful force we have. We have more power than an atom bomb. We have more power than a bomb once we connect it. So I'm looking for those connections. I am not looking to take your money on a tour. If you think you just can pay me to take a tour, uh-uh. You have to be, we have to communicate. We have to talk. I have to make sure you're compatible. I have to make sure you have a love for Gambia. If not, I will point you to a tour. It's not like I'm just going to dismiss you. I will point you to a tour that's for your taking. If you just want to go see the slave dungeons and come home and say you did it, fine and well, bam. I got a brother in Senegal, Gambia, that makes sure you do that. I got another brother in Gambia that makes sure you do that. I got a brother in Ghana. I will make sure you get that. And I'll make sure you get that at a reasonable price. But if you really want to do repatriation, if you're really serious about packing up one day and leaving this country and finding a place where you can be at peace, where you can wake up without gunfire, where you don't have to worry about children being disrespectful, where you can have to worry about people breaking into your homes, where you can practice Islam, where you can practice Christianity, where you can practice whatever you want to practice on your own terms. Yeah, they have some Christian people over there, yeah. I have a Baha friend, Baha community, yes. Roger's a good friend of mine. First place I went was his community. Have a nice community. Don't have to be Sunni. You don't have to be Shiite. There's an Ahmadiyya community over there that's thriving in Islam. They got the best hospital in the world over there. I seen it. I've got my own eyes. I looked at the hospital. Fine hospital. Yes. So if that's what you want, I'd make sure that happens. But you got to be committed to want to live in Gambia if we're going to work that road. But if you're not, I got something else for you. I'll help you out. But for those that want to go to Gambia, I want to make sure we're right. I want to make sure we got the right team because that's what we're trying to build. We're trying to purchase a compound and build us a compound where African-Americans can come, invest their money, and grow and connect these two communities together. Yes, have marriages, have wedlocks, have children, have all of that. Growth. The two hands locked together. Yes, that's what we have to. No covers. Peace and blessings. Come back next Thursday night for another edition of The Native Son Returns. Jago Dinky. Peace and blessings, family.